for WFIU Arts. I'm George Walker. Politics and the Arts, this year's theme for Arts Week in Bloomington and on the IU campus. And the IU Opera Theater's contribution is George Frederick Handel's drama of world conquest, politics, love, his story of Julius Caesar and Cleopatra Giulio Cesare. Our guests are the conductor, IU adjunct faculty member Gary Thor Wado, and the guest stage director Tom Diamond. Gary, you've conducted a wide variety of pieces, but really you've become quite an early opera specialist, with the largest number of pieces coming from Handel. What is it about Handel that draws you to him, and why do people think that Giulio Cesare is his best opera?
Well, first of all, I'm a very lucky person to have conducted so much Handel. Handel is the great dramatist. And I think that's what people who only know the operas through recordings don't realize. Handel plays so amazingly on the stage. You know, several of Handel's singers were also favorite actresses for David Garrick. So I can't believe that these pieces weren't throbbing with real drama and energy in their premieres. And Julius Caesar has everything. It has this incredible love story. It has these plaintive arias of tragic loss and separation. And then it has the joyous arias of Cleopatra when she and Caesar are reunited at the end of the opera. So really it has something for everyone. Love, sex, violence, sexual politics. It has even a few little comic moments. So it's really a great opera. And then on top of everything, it has this fantastic music, always with a dramatic insight.
Tom Diamond is the stage director for Giulio Cesare. Tom, you've directed quite a variety of things, even doing a sort of TV opera version of American Idol for Ovation.
Yes.
But you really have a bit of a specialty, not just with early opera, but with Gary. The two of you actually worked on an earlier composer's version of this same story. How does coming back to the story affect your staging?
Well, it informs it, because certainly experience is always a great educator. And we did a production, as you just said, of this piece by Antonio Sartorio. And then I went on to direct the Handel, not with Gary. And then Gary went on to conduct the Handel, not with me, a number of times. And now we've come back together. And this is actually the fourth production that Gary and I have done together. And they've all been Baroque operas. So we have a real kind of simpatico in terms of the way that we work on this particular opera, because we both know it so well. It's just been so rich in the rehearsal room with these young artists, sort of creating this fantastic piece of theater.
Now, here's a question. One of the recordings that many people are familiar with from this show has Norman Traigle singing the role of Caesar, a virile bass baritone, if there ever was one. What happens when you're working with a male singer who sings in the female range in terms of the drama?
Well, I think that it hits the audience in quite an odd way. I mean, the very first moment of the opera, Caesar walks out and walks to center stage and sings, "I am the victor. You know, give me a laurel wreath." And I'm not sure when the last time the Bloomington audience has actually heard a countertenor sing here in the opera. So it's an extraordinary moment when that occurs, because the sound of the countertenor enters you in a very deep and extraordinary place in your being. And it takes a moment to almost alter your consciousness to embrace that and to proceed from there. In fact, in our production, which is double cast, we have two countertenors playing Caesar, and we have two different countertenors playing the Egyptian king Ptolemaio. So on any given evening, you'll hear two countertenors on stage. It's an extraordinary thing.
We've been talking with stage director Tom Diamond and conductor Gary Thor Wado about Julius Caesar, Giulio Cesare, at the IU Opera Theater this Friday and Saturday, and the next weekend as well. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.